All right, so picture this. You've got this musical rivalry that's so intense, it's practically splitting a whole nation in two.
Wow.
That's exactly what's happening right now in Zimbabwe with Winky D and Ja Preza.
Yeah, two huge names in music.
Two absolute titans of the music scene going head to head, battling it out for the crown, you know?
And what's fascinating is it's way more than just a musical showdown.
Right.
We're talking about cultural identity politics all tangled up in the music.
Absolutely. We're going to dive deep into this whole thing.
Love it.
Articles comparing their careers, that crazy UK concert where things went off the rails. And we'll even get into the theories behind why this rivalry is so captivating.
That's really something.
Get ready for some aha moments, folks, because this is about way more than just YouTube views.
Speaking of YouTube views, it's interesting to see how these two stack up online.
Okay, so let's break down those numbers. What are we looking at here?
Well, there's this article, Ja Preza versus Winky D, who is dominating. And they lay it all out there. On YouTube, Ja Preza is ahead, with more videos hitting that 1 million view mark.
Interesting.
50 for Ja Preza versus Winky D's 19. And subscriber-wise, well, Ja Preza is sitting pretty with over 577,000 to Winky D's 226,000.
So in the digital world, it looks like Ja Preza might be winning, at least for now.
Yeah.
But is there more to the story than just views and subscribers?
Definitely, we have to consider their achievements, the bigger picture beyond just the numbers.
Okay, I like that.
For example, Winky D only has one major international collaboration with Beanie Man,
Right.
but it's still a huge deal for a Zimbabwean dancehall artist.
Yeah, that's a great point. It shows the reach and influence he has in that specific genre.
Yeah.
But Ja Preza, he's not exactly slacking when it comes to collaboration.
No, not at all.
I mean, he's teamed up with some serious heavy hitters in the African music scene. You know, Diamond Platnums, Davido, Yemi Alade.
Exactly. He's tapped into those wider audiences across Africa, and that's definitely contributed to his success online.
For sure. And let's not forget, they've both won tons of awards and earned serious recognition both in Zimbabwe and internationally.
Yeah, they're both at the top of the game.
It's amazing how they've both achieved so much individually, and yet this whole debate about who reigns supreme just keeps going.
It's nonstop, right? It seems like everyone has an opinion, and things got especially heated at the African Music Festival in the UK back in August.
Oh, yeah, this is where the drama really unfolds. Tell me more about this UK showdown.
So picture this: Winky D is on stage killing it for over an hour. And
Wow.
then Ja Preza and Mkhazi, you know, the popular South African artist,
Yeah.
they have their sets suddenly cut short.
Wait, hold on. Was this planned? What
It
happened?
was pure chaos. Mkhazi straight up accused the organizers of sabotage,
No way.
hinting at some bias towards Winky D and even Ja Preza. He voiced his frustration on stage, saying this wasn't the first time something like this had happened when he shared the stage with Winky D.
So there's a history here.
Yeah.
This wasn't just a random incident.
Doesn't seem like it. Now, the promoter, Y2K Entertainment, they tried to explain it away as bad luck, you know, an issue with the stage truck weather delays, sound check problems.
A series of unfortunate events come on. That sounds a little convenient, don't you think?
Right. It makes you wonder if there was something more going on behind the scenes, but to really understand why this incident blew up the way it did, we need to dig a little deeper into the roots of this rivalry.
All right, let's do it. What are some of the theories that can help explain why this musical battle is so intense?
Well, the Winky D versus Ja Preza debate, a tale of two musical genres. This article dives into some fascinating ideas.
Okay.
One is the social identity theory, which basically says fans align with the artist who reflects their own values.
So, like finding an artist who speaks to you on a deeper level.
Exactly. Think about it. Winky D fans, they might be drawn to his authenticity, his willingness to tackle social issues head-on, that rebellious spirit.
Yeah.
While Ja Preza fans, they might connect more with his message of joy, unity, and inclusivity.
Right. Makes sense. It's almost like choosing a side in a cultural debate,
Yeah.
expressing your own values through the music you support.
Exactly. And then you've got the cultural capital theory, the idea that musical taste is a form of social currency. Some fans use their preferences to elevate their status or signal that they belong to a certain group.
Like saying, "Hey, I'm in the know," or "I have refined taste."
Exactly. It's amazing how music can become a symbol of identity and social standing, but we also can't ignore the political polarization theory, especially in a place like Zimbabwe.
You mean how their music, whether intentionally or not, might carry political undertones?
Yes. And this can lead fans to choose sides based on their own political beliefs, further fueling the rivalry.
Wow. So it's not just about the music itself, it's about what the music represents, the values and ideas it embodies.
Absolutely. And finally, there's the social conflict theory, which suggests this rivalry is actually a reflection of a bigger power struggle happening within Zimbabwean society.
Whoa. So this goes way deeper than just two artists competing for the top spot.
Exactly. It's about different groups vying for dominance, and the music becomes a battleground for these larger social forces. Think about it. Which of these theories resonates with you the most? It's a question worth pondering as we unpack this fascinating rivalry.
That's a lot to think about.
It is.
We'll have to continue this conversation after the break.
I'm ready. Yeah, it really does make you think.
Okay, so we've talked about the numbers, the drama, the theories behind this rivalry, but what about the music itself?
Oh, yeah, we have to get to the heart of it all, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's break down their sounds. How do they each approach social and political issues in their music?
Good question.
Let's start with Winky D. This guy's been called Gaffa, the Messiah of dancehall, and his lyrics, they hit hard, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's not afraid to get real.
He tackles the struggles of everyday Zimbabweans head on, no holding back.
His song 25 is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah. What's that one about?
He talks about economic hardship, corruption, that feeling of being trapped with no way out.
Heavy stuff.
It's powerful, and it really resonated with young people who are going through those exact same challenges.
It's like he's giving them a voice.
Exactly. And then there's Penerwadze Moyo, where he explores themes of heartbreak and loss, but also resilience and hope.
Okay, interesting mix.
There's a vulnerability in his music, a rawness that makes you feel like he's right there with you experiencing it all.
You really feel that connection.
Chapriza, on the other hand, he often takes a more subtle approach.
Oh, yeah, he's a bit more mysterious.
His lyrics can be interpreted in different ways, which has led to a lot of debate about whether he's intentionally ambiguous or just steering clear of politics altogether.
The age-old question. Is he truly apolitical, or is he just really good at hiding his messages?
Right, it's fascinating. Take his song Mudhara Vachalya, for example.
Okay, what's the story there?
Well, some people saw it as a subtle critique of the government,
Interesting.
while others interpreted it as a patriotic anthem.
Wow, so
Yeah.
one song can have completely opposite meanings depending on who's listening.
It really divided people. And then there's Kutonga Kwaro, which some saw as aligning him with the ruling party.
Oh, wow.
But Chapriza has always insisted that his music is about love, unity, and celebrating Zimbabwean culture.
So maybe it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Right? It's amazing how music can be so open to interpretation, reflecting the listener's own beliefs and experiences.
It's like a mirror.
And it speaks volumes about the skill of both artists that they can create music that sparks such passionate discussions.
They're both masters of their craft, no doubt about it.
Definitely. Now, we can't talk about this rivalry without mentioning the fans.
Oh, yeah, the fans are a huge part of this whole thing.
This wouldn't be nearly as intense without the dedicated fans on both sides.
It's true. They're the ones who are constantly comparing, debating, and sometimes even clashing online.
And social media, it's become this giant echo chamber, amplifying those voices and making the rivalry seem even bigger than it might be in reality.
Yeah, you see it all the time on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram fans fiercely defending their chosen artist, throwing shade at the other, arguing about whose music is better, whose numbers are bigger.
It's like two tribes going head to head.
It can be entertaining, but also a little concerning when it gets too heated.
For sure, sometimes it feels like people forget that there are actual human beings behind the music.
Right. We need to remember that at the end of the day.
While a bit of competition is healthy, it's important to remember that both Winky D and Chapriza are incredibly talented artists who are contributing so much to Zimbabwean culture.
We got to respect that for sure.
It's all about finding that balance, you
Yeah.
know, supporting your favorite artist passionately, but also respecting the other side and appreciating the bigger picture.
I love that balance is key. And speaking of respecting the other side, there's been an interesting development recently, despite this fierce rivalry.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that moment they shared the stage at a concert in Harare.
Yeah, that was a huge moment.
It gave people hope that maybe, just maybe, these two titans can find a way to coexist
It
peacefully.
was like a glimmer of hope.
So now the question is, what does that mean for the future of their rivalry?
Right. Could we actually see a collaboration between them one day?
Imagine that a Winky D and Chapriza collab.
That would be epic.
It would be groundbreaking. But first, I think we have to address the elephant in the room, that UK concert fiasco.
Okay, yeah, let's rewind back to that for a second. Yeah, what a mess, that whole thing.
It was Mkhadzi's accusations. Ja praises frustration on stage, the promoter's explanations. It was a total PR disaster, just added fuel to the fire.
And it raised some serious questions. You know, was it really just bad luck, or was there something more intentional going on?
Right. It's tough to say for sure, but the whole thing definitely highlighted the challenges of putting on events with two artists who have such passionate and sometimes conflicting fan bases.
It's a reminder that this rivalry goes deep, and sometimes keeping things separate might be the best way to avoid these kinds of conflicts. But then we have that surprising moment in Harar where they actually shared the stage.
That was huge, seeing them perform together, even for a short time. It gave people a sense of hope that maybe, just maybe, these two giants can find a way to coexist peacefully.
It felt like a real turning point. So what do you think a Winky D and Ja Preza collaboration would even sound like? Would it be like a fusion of their styles or something totally new?
It's hard to imagine, but think about the impact it would be, a monumental event, a symbol of unity that could bridge the divide created by this rivalry. Their combined talent and influence could create something truly groundbreaking, something that would redefine Zimbabwean music as we know it.
Wow, that's a powerful thought. A collaboration like that could send shockwaves through the music scene and beyond.
Absolutely. It could inspire a new era of collaboration between different genres and artists, pushing the boundaries of Zimbabwean music even further.
Okay, so we've really gone deep here. The numbers, the music, the drama, the social theories behind this rivalry. What are the key takeaways? What have we learned from all of this?
I think it's a reminder that music is so much more than just entertainment. It's a force that can shape identities, fuel debates, reflect the social and political currents of a nation.
And the Winky D versus Ja Preza rivalry is the perfect example of how music can become a battleground for those larger forces. But it's also a testament to the power of music to connect with people on a deep emotional level, to inspire passion, and to start important conversations.
Exactly. Whether you're Team Winky or Team Ja Preza, you can't deny the impact these two artists have had on Zimbabwean music and culture. They've pushed boundaries, challenged norms, and given a voice to a generation.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a sense of hope and possibility. The Winky D versus Ja Preza saga is a story about the evolution of Zimbabwean music, the power of artistic expression, and the potential for unity, even in the midst of fierce competition.
We encourage you to keep exploring the world of Zimbabwean music, to support local talent, and to keep those conversations going, because music has the power to connect us all, to inspire change, and to shape a brighter future for Zimbabwe.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.